It wasn't precisely Olga's place to hire and fire educators for the Valentine children, who by then numbered three. Little Edward had been added to the nursery when Harry was seven. But no one else was likely to involve themselves in the matter. Harry's mother, Caterina del Valentine, never argued with her mother. And as for his father, well, that had rather a lot to do with the second bit of uncommon knowledge tumbling around Harry Valentine's 12-year-old brain. Harry's father, Sir Lionel Valentine, was a drunk. This was not the uncommon knowledge. Everyone knew that Sir Lionel drank more than he ought. There was no hiding it. Sir Lionel stumbled and tripped on his words and his feet. He laughed when no one else did, and unfortunately for the two housemaids and the two carpets in Sir Lionel's study, there was a reason the alcohol had not caused his body to grow fat. And so Harry became proficient in the task of cleaning up vomit. It started when he was 10. He probably would have left the mess where it lay, except that he had been trying to ask his father for a bit of pocket money, and he'd made the mistake of doing so too late in the evening. Sir Lionel had already partaken of his afternoon brandy, his early evening nip, his wine with supper, his port immediately following, and was now back to his favourite, the aforementioned brandy, smuggled in from France. Harry was quite certain that he had spoken in complete English sentences when he made his request for funds, but his father just stared at him, blinking several times as if he couldn't quite comprehend what his son was talking about, and then promptly threw up on Harry's shoes. So Harry really couldn't avoid the mess. After that, there seemed to be no going back. It happened again a week later, although not directly on his feet, and then a month after that. By the time Harry was 12, any other young child would have lost count of the number of times he'd cleaned up after his father. But he had always been a precise sort of boy, and once he'd begun his accounting, it was difficult to stop. Most people would have probably lost count around 7. This was, Harry knew from his extensive reading on logic and arithmetic, the largest number that most people could visually appreciate. Put 7 dots on a page, and most people can take a quick glance and declare 7. Switch to 8, and the majority of humanity was lost. Harry could do up to 21. So it was no surprise that after 15 cleanings, Harry knew exactly how many times he'd found his father stumbling through the hall, or passed out on the floor, or aiming badly at a chamber pot. And then, once he'd reached 20, the issue became somewhat academic, and he had to keep track. It had to be academic. If it wasn't academic, then it would be something else, and he might find himself crying himself to sleep instead of merely staring at the ceiling as he said, 46, but with a radius quite a bit smaller than last Tuesday. Probably didn't have much for supper tonight. Harry's mother had long since decided to ignore the situation entirely, and she could most often be found in her gardens, tending to the exotic rose varieties her mother had brought over from Russia so many years earlier. Anne had informed him that she planned to marry and be gone from this hellhole the moment she turned 17, which, incidentally, she did, a testament to her determination, since neither of her parents had made any effort by that point to secure her a match. As for Edward, the youngest, he learned to adapt, as Harry had. Father was useless after 4 in the afternoon, even if he seemed lucid, which he generally did up till supper time, when the wheels came off entirely. The servants all knew as well, not that their numbers were legion. The Valentines did well enough with their tidy home in Sussex, and 100 per year they continued to receive as a part of Caterina's dowry. But this did not translate to splendid wealth, and the Valentine staff numbered but 8. Butler, cook, housekeeper, stable boy, 2 footmen, maid, and scullery girl. Most chose to stay with the family, despite the occasional unpleasant alcohol-related duties. Sir Lionel might be a drunk, but he was not a mean drunk, nor was he stingy, and even the maids learned to deal with his messes if it meant an extra coin here and there when he remembered enough of his activities.